సచ్చిదానంద రూపమద్వైతం సర్వభూత దయానిధిం ఈశ్వరాభాసుతం వందే పరిపూర్ణ ప్రేమ విగ్రహం. వి ద స్టాఫ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి జనరల్ హాస్పిటల్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం ఆఫర్ అవర్ ప్రేయర్ఫుల్ అండ్ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ సెల్యుటేషన్స్ అట్ ద డివైన్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అ బెలవెడ్ భగవాన్ and invoking Bhagwan's presence and benediction in this august assembly on the auspicious occasion of the 61st anniversary of the hospital, we offer in love and reverence a garland of 189 hridaya pushpam at the divine Charana Kamalam, praying to Swami to give us the understanding that He is the speaker, He is the singer, and He is the listener. We now commence the program of this evening with opening remarks that will be delivered by the medical superintendent of our hospital, Dr. V.K. Verma. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved master, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram, Bhagwan established Satya Sai Hospital on the day of Vishwadashmi on 4th October 1956. His first institution to show to the mankind the importance of selfless service. With the grace of Bhagwan, the hospital is celebrating 61st year of the glorious service period to the humankind free of cost with love and compassion. It is not wonder in it that Swami's free medical care in the rural India is a beacon of glorious service to the whole world to imitate. To share with you some of the happenings which has occurred in the hospital, Swami, in His infinite compassion, gifted this new extension block last year on 24th October 2015, again on the day of Vijayadashmi. The main objective of that extension block is to decongest the main building and provide better patient care for the indoor patients as well as for the outdoor patients. The bed strength is marginally increased from 100 beds to 114, whereas the occupancy of the indoor beds average remains 100 beds per day. The OPD is almost about above 1000 per day. The new block which is there, it houses at present the spacious emergency cum casualty department with tri system. The other departments are OPD of the general ward, gastroenterology, ENT, ophthalmology, dental, podiatry, physiotherapy and conference room, IT room, engineering services, and the state of the art seminar hall with telemedicine and video conferencing facilities. The main building will continue to have both the operation theatres, obstetric and gynae, labour wards, pediatric OPD, which is a new introduction has happened in this hospital. the post-operative wards, surgical OPD and wards, dietary services, pharmacy, medical store and ultrasound scan rooms will continue to remain in the old building. Our hospital has acquired a special unique equipment for VACR department, namely Auto Acoustic Emission Machine. It is called OAE. This machine is a handheld machine and it is very useful in screening of the early detection of hearing impairment in the newborn neonates for timely intervention and corrections. If the hearing abnormalities in babies are not detected at birth, they have language problem at their later stage. Arterial blood gas analyzer is called as a ABG machine. This is also a handheld machine and this machine can test 10 to 15 blood tests in just 30 seconds with a one or two drop of bloods. That's why it is very essential to have this machine in the critical care of the patients, essentially in the emergency department. Ice line refrigerator, as you all know, we have started already the zero dose vaccines for the newborn babies in our hospital, BCG, hepatitis B and oral polio vaccine. These vaccines are stored at a temperature of 2 to 8 degrees centigrade in the refrigerator, so the potency of the medicine is maintained. Even if the failure of the power occurs, still this refrigerator can maintain the same temperature for next 24 hours. CTG machine. This machine helps in recording fetal heart sounds during the labor for intensive monitoring and general condition of the expecting mothers and fetus. Spirometer. This is one of the instrument which is used for the chronic cases of asthma and COPD, and usually it measures the vital capacity of the lungs so that appropriate treatment can be modified. Digital X-ray integrated with PACS. Our X-ray facility is now fully digitized and has been integrated with a PACS at Super Specialty Hospital Prashanti Gram. A portable 60 mA X-ray machine has been also acquired by us to take the X-rays at the bedside. Our hospital has upgraded various instruments and equipments in the casualty and other wards, namely 5 para monitors, infusion pumps, syringe pumps, ECG machines, defibrillators and heavy duty nebulizers for better patient care. The innovation and initiative which has been taken by the hospital, especially in retinopathy of premature at birth. Usually, premature babies, when they are born, they get the treatment in the ICU of the hospital. And they are screened for this ROP by retina specialist of Super Hospital and the eye specialist of our hospital for early detection of any defect in the retina. In case of any delay in the identification of the ROP, it may lead to complete blindness. Pediatric department specially promoting the ORS and breastfeeding promotions to the mothers, because it has been found that by this way, if the children, those who carry out the ORS and the breastfeeding, we have seen that their growth in the later part is much, much better than any other children's. Podiatric clinic basically manages the diabetic care foot, ulcers, calluses and fissures on the foot. A scientifically tested equipment called Beamer is also used by this department for treating the ulcers and fissures, and it has proved well. Diabetic clinic, two Saturdays, first Saturday, on second Saturday and the fourth Saturday, the diabetic counseling is conducted in the hospital regularly. Yoga. You will be surprised to know that our doctors have recently trained in the yoga and have started conducting yoga clinics for specific diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, obesity and other lifestyle diseases. The effect of yoga on these illnesses and improvement of the patient's health is being closely monitored and recorded for scientific assessment for the future. On the academic side, we have taken number of initiatives. Our doctors, specialists and 6 DNB resident in family medicine attended various medical conferences, seminars at national and international level to update their knowledge about the latest research development in the field of medicine. Our specialist has also published so many medical papers in the medical journals. Recently, on 11 September 2016, Sri Satya Sai Hospital has conducted a Sri Satya Sai Diabetic 216 CME at the Andhra Pradesh State Medical Council level, in which the eminent diabetologists and prominent doctors, they participated. With Swami's grace this year, also just like earlier years, of the third batch of the 2 final year DNB resident in family medicine PG program passed out in the first attempt and maintained a 100% success rate. We all know holistic health care is another important aspect of Swami's vision and mission for the mega Medicare mission. Swami often quotes, the hospital should provide preventive care also and try to educate the villagers in the method of avoiding illnesses, develop self-reliance, that is the best tonic. This is being totally followed in this hospital. Swami also used to emphasize that when a doctor treats a person with love and compassion, it is called Medicare. But when he treats the patient with more of drug without love, it is called medicine, mahapapa. Patients who visit Swami's hospital are always free from their mental worries, as they know well that they have not to pay any medical bill, hence their recovery is quicker. Swami has always advised us to be extremely judicious in spending out of donation amount. The donations are out of somewhat hard-earned money given in faith to Swami, and hence it should be utilized properly. The hospital ensures that every rupee spent should be spent with utmost care and diligence. For the sake of comparison, for similar services, the money spent towards patient care at Satya Sai General Hospital is almost 1/3 of the government hospital and almost 1/5 of the private corporate hospitals. However, as per Swami's clear directions, the quality of the patient care is never compromised at Satya Sai General Hospital. I wish to thank the whole General Hospital team, doctors, nurses, paramedics and other staff members who have made this possible. On this occasion, we rededicate ourselves to practice medicine with love and compassion and to instill seed of devotion and faith in the hearts of patients and their relatives through counseling. I also express thanks for our Sevadal brothers and sisters who serves with a smile, which helps us to make this holy mission of Swami a great success. We also extend our gratitude to the members of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust who have always provided wholehearted support to and guidance to us, which has greatly helped to enhance the quality care of the patients. Once again, I pray to Bhagwan on this auspicious day to make all of us His worthy instruments of His love and grace through seva opportunity He Himself has given to us, and make it as our biggest sadhana, manav seva, madhav seva, so to reach Him. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Malli malli piliste, malli malli vastanu. Whenever you yearn for me, I shall come again and again. Unforgettable words from the Lord Himself. Dearest Swami, we yearn for you and we invite you to be our Hridaya Nivasi. Swami says, and I humbly quote, "The play is his, the role is his, the lines are written by him, he directs. He decides the dress and decorum, the entrance and the exit, the gesture and the tone. We have to play well our role and earn his approbation when the curtain falls." Unquote. Today, we have a very rare and precious opportunity of listening to some of the blessed actors who were handpicked by the divine director himself to play significant roles in his play of Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, which was his very first institution. The great good fortune of these blessed actors cannot even be imagined, considering the fact that Bhagwan had become a mere orange speck in the vast gathering later in his divine mission. The doctors of those days would receive explicit guidance from the divine doctor himself in treating cases. It was the practice of our senior gynecologist, Dr. Chaya, to send a small note of prayer along with the details of the patient to Swami whenever she posted an elective case for surgery. And Swami would bless with two packets of vibhuti, saying, "One is for the patient, the other one is for the doctor." If such was the blessing of the doctors of those days, it is our blessing here today to listen to these staff members who will share with us their cherished moments with the Lord in a presentation titled "Reliving the Divine Memories." And this carries a message for each of us. And now, over to Sister Maria to commence the presentation. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our Divine Father and Mother. Sai Ram to one and all assembled here. Not a blade of grass can move without my sankalpa, Swami always says. Needless to say then that everything which happens in Swami's institutions is his divine will only. In the year 2002, after I had served 8 years in Swami's so-called little hospital in Whitefield, I felt very strongly it's time to move. And I knew the only place where I wanted to be was in Puttaparthi, physically close to Swami. It was as simple as that. I came many days for darshan, hoping Swami would guide me to a fulfilling stay in Parthi. His glorious help came in the form of an interview in which he allowed me not only to go on a family visit in Holland first, but he also told me exactly when to come back. When I asked him about my seva, he asked me if I wanted to work in super speciality hospital in Bangalore. I said, "No, Swami, I don't want to work there." "Okay then," he said. "I also have a super speciality hospital and a general hospital here in Parthi. You decide where you want to work when you come back from your leave." I couldn't believe it. Swami giving me so much love and personal care and clear guidance. Then and there, I decided, though, I will leave it to Swami in which hospital I was going to join. during my leave period, I realized something very important. Swami's words, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava. And one of the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother, became very actual. As a daughter, it was my duty, of course, to convey my plans, moving to India for good, to my father. Mom had passed away already. How well he knew me, because he said, I have not said very much about you going to Sai Baba, but there is one thing we in the family can see. You have become so happy, which makes us happy too. Then I asked him another important question. Dad, what do you want me to do in case you become very ill or even unexpectedly pass away? But his answer came, if there is time, I would like you to come. But if death takes me suddenly, don't come running. I won't be there anymore. I will come to you to say farewell. How Swami arranged that when my father did pass away is another experience. After 4 months leave, I was ready to say goodbye and fly back to India. I walked past the immigration and suddenly I sensed, no, I knew, my mother is here. I became very attentive, stood still and thought, how can this be? She passed away 22 years ago. Very gently and lovingly, I heard her say, go, my girl, don't worry about the family. A deep sense of gratitude filled my total being. Light and free, I could make the next step, wholeheartedly follow my deepest need and wish, fly to my divine parents in Puttaparthi. When I was back here, one day I felt someone touch my shoulder after darshan. When I turned around, I saw Evelyn, a general hospital colleague, standing behind me saying, we want you to come and join our hospital. Wasn't this really Swami's way, choosing for me where to join, just as I had wished for in the interview room? And even in my room, looking at the picture of Jesus, I received a soft-spoken message. You stay here with Baba. Jesus must have felt my need for his divine approval. Humbled and grateful I felt, realizing how much effort was made to emotionally and psychologically get me ready for the decision to stay for good in India. Up till date, I have been allowed to not only serve, but also unfold and grow spiritually, bring forth various inherent qualities necessary for the tasks ahead, fully according to Swami's vision of Educare. That didn't happen without falling and getting up. Many so-called stepping stones I needed to climb. Some lessons were easy, others painful. But then, we never stop learning, do we? That is how we grow, Swami says. Thank you, Swami, for being here for me, and allow me to say, I offer myself to Thee, that Thy will be done. I give myself to You to find a love so true. I offer myself to Thee. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sister Maya. The lesson for us is, when God is in charge of our life, there is no reason to worry, and every day is a celebration. Sister Suguna, a senior staff nurse in the Department of Obstetrics, will now describe her memorable moments with the Lord.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Sadguru Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Swami, it is my great good fortune that you have chosen me as your instrument. The last 23 years have been a blessed period in my life when I have had the chance to serve you in the temple of healing, Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital. It was way back in 1993 when I joined the maternity section. There were only 2 to 3 nurses in the hospital. We have to work round the clock. Baba took care of our every need, sent us free food all 4 times a day, cared and comforted us and guided us at every step. As we do our daily work in the hospital, no other thought, it always Swami and our duty. That's why we could call Swami Hospital as a spiritual school. Our behavior, our talk gets transformed slowly and steadily. In maternity department, there are 2 lives that need diligent care, the mother and the baby. I have clearly felt that unseen hand of the Bhagavan helping us during every delivery and protecting both mother and the child. Many times in the hospital, very complicated cases, they come out of danger miraculously. All of us know that it is only because of Bhagavan's compassion and grace. One instant comes to my mind. A pregnant woman with a heart problem was admitted for delivery. All of us know how delicate the condition of the heart patient is, and you can well imagine if she has to go through the ordeal of delivery. That day, Swami had come for the visit to the hospital. The gynecologist on duty and I were attending to the patient. We wanted to have Swami's darshan, but could not leave the patient in this way on our post. Swami was still in the hospital, just in the next room, and we both had not seen him. We prayed for her safety, but why fear when Swami is near? That day, he was physically near, just across the wall. Finally, she did deliver a healthy baby, and she was also out of danger. This is only one instant, but such miracles happens every day in the hospital. There is a practice in hospital to give vibhuti to all patients who come for treatment. The going-to-be a mother came in with a lot of pain, restlessness and discomfort. But with a pinch of vibhuti, they calm down and their pain become bearable. It is our duty, daily prayer to Swami that we should give our best to the patients and not commit errors in our duty. If we are sincere towards our work, full of devotion and surrendered to our Swami, He will take care and help us to perform all our activities without any flaw. Swami, I don't know what good did I have performed previous birth to be given this chance to work in your hospital. Please guide us to be a good instrument in your divine hands, walk the right path, and finally to reach you. Jai Sai Ram.
As Sister Suguna so vividly described in her inspiring talk, Dr. Prabha, an octogenarian and a very senior gynecologist, often recollects that in the 1970s, during the nascent stage of the hospital, when the hospital lacked modern medical facilities and also the transportation facilities around were very poor, the pregnant ladies will land up here in a complicated and obstructed stage of labor. The only refuge and solace For the doctors and the patients alike was the divine doctor himself. Swami had reassured these doctors time and again, call out to me when in distress. I will respond to your prayers and I will take care and always pray for others. I will answer these prayers immediately. He would even send Vibhuti to labor room and these pregnant ladies would deliver miraculously with divine grace. Now, over to Dr. Vansa for her experiences.
Koti koti pranams at the blessed, lotus feet of Bhagavan. One day, my daughter Preeni and myself called for an interview. He asked her, "Do you like Krishna?" She said, "Yes, Swami." He then asked her, "Where is he?" She said, "In my heart." He said, "No, he is standing right in front of you." Then he created a pendant with a Krishna inside a home and gave it to her. The statue of Krishna belonging to Bhagavan's mother Ishwaramba Garu and worshipped by her. That Krishna is now in the general hospital. It was from my very earliest days, I happily took over the task of dressing and decorating the statue. One day, the one ornament I put on him was a chain with a pendant of white stones. One day I noticed a stone had dropped off. I went around asking everyone where I could find one that would fit properly. But next day when I awoke, I found a white stone on the ground. "Oh Bhagavan, you have given me what I need," I cried. A minute later, I saw another litter on the floor. I thought, "What is this for?" Then I thought, "This could be used for a golden ring for Krishna." The two stones were later found to be the best of the diamonds. The bigger one was fixed to the pendant, and it will be of no surprise to all of you to know that it fixed exactly like the mixed one. I asked a friend of mine from Sri Lanka to make a ring with the other stone. She wrote to me saying, "I know the day you put the ring on Krishna's finger. It was on that day all my pictures in the shrine streamed with Amrit. Bhagavan, 38 unbroken years, you have kept me in this holy place on earth. What else can I offer but this life of gratitude to you?" Jai Sai Ram.
That was Dr. Vansa, the very first ophthalmologist of Puttaparthi who served in our hospital for nearly 4 decades. Thank you very much, madam, for your inspiring anecdote. We now present a song which extols the power and the glory of the name and the form of Sai Krishna.
Sai Rupa Dhyanam,
Now, it is the turn of Dr. Indira to share her experiences with the Lord.
Om Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our dearest Sai Ma. Sai Ram to one and all. అడవిలో నున్న ఆకాశమున నున్న పట్టణము నున్న పల్లె నున్న గుట్ట మీద నున్న నట్టేటి నున్న మదిని సాయి నిన్ను మరువడెప్పుడు. దిస్ ఇస్ ద భగవాన్స్ ప్రామిస్ టు అస్. వన్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ పర్సనల్ ఇంటర్వ్యూ స్వామి టోల్డ్ మీ, యు డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ సిన్సియర్లీ, ఐ విల్ లుక్ ఆఫ్టర్ యూ. అనుగ్రహం కావాలి స్వామి, స్వామి నా అనుగ్రహం దండిగా ఉంది. We are very fortunate to work in Swami's first hospital. I joined 17th November 1993. I am finishing 23 years in this November 2016. Janma janmala punya phalitam idi. During Swami's visit to hospital in 2002, after his divine discourse, Swami was casually conversing with us. I said, Swami, a prayer to you. Swami asked, what? I braved myself. Swami, you are taking upon yourself disease of devotees, but we cannot see you suffer, Swami. It is very painful for us. Without a moment hesitation, he responded, if you cannot see, close your eyes. It is my responsibility to protect my devotees. I have taken up myself. I alone have to suffer. I cannot give it to others. You cannot bear it. Then I said to the Lord that we are so many here to share his pain, and also I added that he would give strength to us to bear. Swami said, you cannot bear. You are abalalu. Then looking at me and referring to the severe left-sided facial palsy which I suffered more than a year ago, Swami said, you know how much you suffered? That was unbearable pain. I used to pray, Swami, please give me strength to face it. Looking at those around him, he continued, her blood pressure raised, shot up, left side of her body was paralyzed. She could not lift her left hand, left leg. He mimicked by holding his left hand with right hand. He compassionately materialized sacred vibhuti for me and instructed to have morning and evening with water for 3 days. Looking back, I realized that though I have a stroke and whole of my left side has to be paralyzed, by his grace I had suffered only the facial palsy and recovered fully only because of his grace. I am healthy enough to serve here in this hospital to this day. In the year 1996, I had a cardiac problem treated in our super specialty hospital with an advice to have coronary angiogram a month later. Dr. Alraja sir informed Swami. Swami immediately gave 9 vibhuti packets and said, no cath, no bypass to Indira. Even though family history of cardiac problem and bypass surgeries are in the family, tell her to take medicines regularly and not to overstrain. I stopped cardiac medicine for few months after Swami's Mahasamadhi. One night I had severe chest pain. Whole night I suffered. Early morning hours, I had a clear vision of Swami standing near my bed, instructing me to take tablet monotrate 20 milligrams BID, that is twice a day, the name of the medicine, the strength of the medicine and the dose also. Physical mother runs to her child when the child is ill and suffering, but our divine mother has given us the love of 1,000 mothers. Sai Ma, no words for what all we have to done, you have done for me. I pray to you, bless all of us to do our duty sincerely. Nishkama Seva, up to your expectations, I offer my Seva Pushpam at your lotus feet. Sai Ma, Koti Koti Pranams, Jai Sai Ram.
The next speaker is Dr. Vasundhara, a well-known doctor serving in the hospital for more than 3 decades. She also takes care of the beautiful Shirdi Mandir in the hospital, which was constructed under the divine guidance. And each part of the Mandir has been sanctified by the divine sparshan.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Pranams at the lotus feet of our Sai Dhanvantri, who has chosen me to serve at his first hospital, and namaskar to my late loving parents who allowed me to serve at Swami's lotus feet without caring for money and position. My loving Sai Ram to one and all present here. In February 1984, when the new hospital was going to be inaugurated, Swami was so excited. As the mother was doing the preparation for the newborn, Swami called the tailor and instructed him to take the measurements of all doctors for the coats to be made and ask him to deliver them at his residence. When the coats were ready, Swami called all of us to the interview room and personally gave the coats to all of us and instructed us to wear and check the fitness as a loving mother does for her children. Swami instructed us to be in white sari and told us that always doctors should be in white sari. As the newborn gets the maximum attention of the mother, very often Swami used to visit our hospital. When the car enters into the hospital premises, the staff member who had seen the car used to shout, "Swami, Swami." Hearing this, as the honeybees are out of the hive to fetch the nectar, all of us, including the patients, run out of the department towards Swami to have the nectarine darshan, sparshan and sambhashan. Every time Swami came to hospital, we used to plead to Swami to talk to us. During one of his visits, Swami told us, "Idu mi illu, avalu talli intiki ostunnaru, meeru talli premaka chuskondi." Meaning, this is your home. They are coming to mother's house. Look after them with mother's love and care. In another visit, Swami told us, "You are giving so much of medicine. Where is the place for my grace? You give 50% of the medicine and allow 50% for my grace." That was the practice in this hospital. In one of the visits to Shirdi temple, the weather was so breezy and Swami was to light up the lamp. When Swami was trying to light the lamp was not lit with first matchstick. Second stick was almost coming to an end without lamp being lit. I got frightened that Swami may leave without lighting the lamp. In desperation, without realizing Swami's presence, I said, "Oh, Sai Rama," and immediately lamp was lit. All the others started laughing. When I looked at Swami, he didn't show any reaction on his face and he was concentrating on the Deepam only. This taught me 2 lessons. First one was utmost concentration at the task at hand. As Swami says, work is worship. Second, when in distress, one has to call out to God and the response will be instant. In one of Swami's hospital visits, Swami told us, "Love all, serve all. Work, work, work. Work till your last breath. Let all of us pray to Bhagwan to bless us with the strength and good health to serve him at his lotus feet till our last breath. Jai Sai Ram."
has been renamed by Swami as Gauri will now describe her journey to the lotus feet.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of my Lord Sai. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I'd like to share how I came to Bhagwan Baba. I was born in Jamaica, West Indies. My brother first told me about Baba in 1992, and in July 1993, he invited me to join him to see Baba in India. Just before my departure from America, he revealed that Baba himself had asked him to bring me while he was on a trip here in India at Puttaparthi. In the interview, Baba told him specifically to bring me. Why is Baba calling me? I wondered. My brother had to cancel his trip, but encouraged me to go. Soon, I reached India in August of 93. When I arrived in Bangalore that evening in my hotel room, I heard a knock at the door. A shadow-like figure that looked like Baba entered the room and walked towards me. I heard a voice say, "Welcome to India," and he disappeared. I used to wear a medallion gifted to me with Baba's photo, with Baba's face on one side and the Sarvadharma with Shri Baba's face on the other. One morning in 1994, I woke up to find lots of white ashes on my chest, including on the medallion, which stayed on for 3 days. A Sai sister identified it as jasmine-scented vibhuti. She felt it was a sign that Baba was preparing me for something special. In 1998, I came to Puttaparthi to help with the Guru Purnima medical camp, and another was taking place for Swami's birthday. I asked the General Hospital, HOD, if I could continue seva until birthday medical camp. It was appointed. That year, in September 18, Swami himself lovingly appointed me to do honorary service at the General Hospital. Once in 2004, after bhajans, while walking home, Swami stopped in front of me and asked, "Where do you live?" I replied, "In the ashram, Swami." Swami asked, "Where do you eat?" I said, "Sometimes the hospital, sometimes the canteen, or at a restaurant." Swami pointed his index finger at me and started speaking in another language. The devotees around had a good laugh. Swami stopped and stood looking at me, awaiting for my reply. I said, "Swami, I don't understand. English, please." He said, "Nahi." I thought, I know that's a Hindi word for no. Then Swami said, "I brought you here, and it is my duty to take care of you. But it is your duty to tell me when anything is wrong. From now on, take my prasadam." "Yes, sir, I promise." Swami was responding to an MRI report that I'd be placed on light duty due to spondylitis of my lower back and a knee injury from a car accident I had in 1996. I was then placed on light duty giving patients injections and attending to their dressing needs. Once Swami told me, "Don't ask others for anything. It's my duty to give you what you need." Another time he told me, "Don't run after me." These were important learning lessons at different stages of my life. In February 2008, while visiting the General Hospital, Swami called for me, spoke to me, materialized a chain with a pendant and placed it around my neck, and gave me a new name, Gauri. We all recall Swami's famous quote, "Service to man is service to God." On September 18, 2016, I completed 18 years of service to God at the General Hospital with His grace. Swami has brought me to His divine lotus feet to serve humanity and work on my sadhana. Since childhood, I wanted to live a spiritual life, but only God knew when and where. Swami, in the past, whenever I wrote to you, I would end saying, "Swami, I offer myself to you. May your will be done. Atma Nivedanam." Today, I again pray, "Swami, I offer myself to you. May your will be done. Atma Nivedanam. Jai Sai Ram."
Once, during one of his visits to the hospital, Swami appreciated the way all the staff members of the hospital interacted with the patients with great love and care. He, in fact, said that this hospital is a role model of Sai Ideal Health Care. Though the staff members were elated for a moment, after great self-introspection, they realized Swami's appreciation was not about how they were, rather it was how He wanted them to be. The lesson was taught in a very subtle way, and everyone were to live up to Swami's expectations of duty without love is deplorable, duty with love is desirable, love without duty is divine. This anecdote is often told us by Dr. Kamala, a senior anesthetist who served in the hospital since 1970s. With the prayers to the Lord to bless us with His right attitude, we now present a song that expresses our gratitude to the Lord.
Heard, there can never be an end to the story of the prema of Premavatar, as this Rigvedic mantra sums it up. Pashya devasya kavyam yo najiryati na mamar. Look at the poetry of the Lord that neither decays nor dies. It just goes on forever and ever. It is sanatana, eternal, and also it is nitya nutana, it is evergreen. Swami, with deepest sense of gratitude, we thank you for the blessing to serve in your temple of healing and your school of spiritual learning for all of us. And Swami, we now pray to you to bless us with the divine discourse as you would in the past on every anniversary day of the hospital. Jai Sai Ram.
Manchitalakulu Matalu మంచి చేత మంచి తలపులు మాటలు మంచి చేత మంచి వినికిడి చూపులు మంచితనము మంచి ఆరోగ్యమును ఇచ్చు మంచి నడత మంచి తలపులు మాటలు మంచి చేత మంచి వినికిడి చూపులు మంచితనము మంచి ఆరోగ్యమును ఇచ్చు మంచి నడత సత్యమును చూపు బాట ఈ సాయి మాట
గుడ్ థాట్స్ గుడ్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ డీడ్స్ యాజ్ ఆల్సో ద టెండెన్సీ టు లిసన్ టు ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ గుడ్ అండ్ డిజైరబుల్ ఆల్సో టు హ్యావ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ వన్ టు టేక్ ఇన్ ఓన్లీ గుడ్ అండ్ హోల్సమ్ సైట్స్ and good traits and good behavior. These alone confer good health and a good way of living and life. This word of Sai is verily the path of truth.
Prema Sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Srishtilo Manavudu Anubhavinchataku Aneka Vidhamulainatuvanti Sampadalu Unnavi.
Now in this world of ours, man is given to enjoy and experience wealth beyond description.
Anni sampadala kante kudanu aarogyamu atyavasaramainatuvanti sampada.
But out of all the types of wealth that one can possibly come across, it is one's health which you find is the wealthiest possession.
Aarogyame mahabhagyam.
In fact, it's said, health is wealth.
Aarogyam lekundina entati vaadainanu ee chinna karyamunu kodano sadhinchaledu.
One who is not given to having a good health cannot possibly succeed even in the smallest of ventures.
Aihika aamushmikamulu kodano aarogyame avasaram.
It is one's health again which is of paramount importance and necessity, either in this world or the world beyond.
Kavalasinanta dhanamundugaka.
One could have wealth and money beyond
sampada undugaka,
beyond description or wealth of
unnata padavulanu taanu yeluchundugaka,
or could be having positions of authority and officialdom.
Kani aarogyame lekundina ee adhikaramulu ee sampadalu ee aishwaryamu nirupayogamuga bhavistadu.
But without his health, the person concerned would look upon these, the positions, official authority and wealth, as of no consequence.
Koteshwarini yokka sampadala yendu tana aarogyamu pradhanamaina sampadaga bhavinchinappude ee yokka sampada kudanu konta sadvinyogamunu gavinchukogaladu.
He might be a crorepati, a master of crores. Only when he has health in the first place would he be in a position to use this wealth of his for some good purpose.
Manamu ee dhana nimittamai mana gunamunu mana dehanni mana aarogyanni ee naadu sidram chesukuntunnam.
For the sake of this wealth we are literally wasting and frittering away our time and energies.
Kanuka ee dhanamu kaadu manaku pradhanamu.
It is
mana dhanamu gunadhaname pradhanamu.
It is not this material wealth which is important. It is one's own good qualities, the gunas, which are real wealth.
Gunamuleni vaaniki dhanamundina kaani adu durvinyogame avutundi.
Without these attributes, the good qualities, wealth by itself cannot give you anything. It could only turn you bad.
Kanuka wealth kante health chaala mukhyam ani chuchukovali.
So here again, rather than wealth, take care of your health. It has been said,
ee health deni kosam antante vachina jeevithanni saarthakam gaavinchukune kosam.
And what for this health? So that you can fulfill what has been asked.
Ee saarthakata emtinte mana swasthanamlo manam cheripovatam.
What is this fulfillment that you must seek? You get back to the destination from where you have come.
Yavudi mana swasthanam ante aatmane mana swasthanam.
What is our destination? Atma is the destination.
Adi cheri enta varaku ee dehanni satkarmala cheta pavitramaina sevala cheta pavitramaina sadhana cheta saarthakam chesukovali.
Till such time as you reach this destination, spend your time, spend your body, spend all that you have in good deeds and doing good to others.
Kanukane itti aarogyamunu kaapade nimittamai manamu akkadakkada konni hospitals kudanu sthapistu vacham.
So in order to protect and safeguard this aspect of health, we have established hospitals here and there.
Aithe swami miracle cheta shakti cheta rogala nivarana cheyachu kada hospital enduku sthapinchali ani kontha mandiki sandeham raavachu.
But some may be assailed by this doubt. But here is Swami who can cure all people of their diseases through his own power, through his own miracles. Why then establish these hospitals?
Yad bhavam tad bhavati anaga kontamandi swami paina vishwasamto vibhuti teeskochu kontamandiki mandulu paine vishwasam untadi alanti rogulaku ee hospital avasaram.
What you feel is normally reflected externally. There may be some who would have implicit total faith in the vibhuti of Swami, partake of it and be cured. But there may be some who would have intense faith in the form of this medicine which is available only in a hospital.
అంతేకాకుండా ఏదో చిన్న చిన్న జబ్బులు కంటా కూడాను ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దీనికి కాలాన్ని దుర్వినియోగం చేయకుండా డాక్టర్స్ దగ్గర పోయి అది కూడా కొంత నివారణ చేసుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నం చేసుకోవచ్చు.
బట్ దేర్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ మైట్ బి అఫ్లిక్టెడ్ విత్ మైనర్ ఎయిల్మెంట్స్ అండ్ డిసీజెస్. So they could go seek the help of doctors and relieve themselves.
ఇది ఎందుకోసం నియమించామంటే ఒక కోల్డ్ వచ్చింది, ఓ సాయిబాబా నా కోల్డ్ నివారణ చేయి. ఈ కోడును సాయిబాబాకు ప్రయత్నం, కాపురు సాయిబాబాకు, ఈ తుచ్చమైనటువంటి దానికోసము భగవంతుని ఎందుకు ప్రార్థించాలా? ఏదో డాక్టర్ నా కోల్డ్ వచ్చిందని డాక్టర్ ప్రార్థించుకో, దాన్ని నివారణ చేసుకో.
Now say for instance, you have a cold, you have a cough, and immediately you put your hands up in prayer, oh Sai Baba, cure me of this cold, cure me of this cough. If of these seemingly insignificant and totally irrelevant things you keep asking to be cured, you could get yourself relief by going to a doctor. So you go to a tree, ask the tree of the fruit that it can possibly give you.
Ee vrucham daggara divyamainatundi bhavanni korandi.
That tree can give you a fruit. You ask of it what it can give you.
Kalpa vrucham daggara poi kaapi kodukovatam enduku?
Like you look to God for things that he would give you, you should ask him for. The wish fulfilling tree for instance, go to it and you're asking for coffee powder. What
sir ee chinna chinna vishayalantha kodanu daivam varaku teesukoni pokunda edo madhya margamlone nivaranam kavinchukune nimittamai vaalaki hospitals kodanu sthapinchavachu.
So for these small and trivial things, so that you really don't have to go and trouble God, you could as well go and see somebody who can come to your assistance.
ee hospitals dwara ee aadhyatmika margaanni kuda koncham bodhisthu raavali.
So through this medium again, through this medium of hospitals, one should get to know this spirituality aspect.
ఈ రెండింటికి ఒక దారి కోటి సన్నిహితి సంబంధం కూడా చేసుకున్నాం.
And there is certainly a close relevance between these two.
అనేక మంది పల్లెల వారంతా ఉంటారు, వీరికి పాపం ఆరోగ్యం అంటే ఏమో తెలియదు, అనారోగ్యం వచ్చిన తర్వాతనే బాధపడుతుంటారు.
Now there are many innocent village folk. They do not even know that they are up against a disease till they really suffer.
సహాయం చేసే నిమిత్తమై మేము పట్టణాల్లో హాస్పిటల్ పెట్టడం లేదు, పల్లెలు ఎందు మాత్రమే హాస్పిటల్ అభివృద్ధి చేస్తున్నాం.
Till these people come to grief. Now for the sake of such people, we have established hospitals not in towns and cities but on the outskirts or in villages and such other places.
కనుక అమాయకులైనటువంటి ప్రజలు అయినటువంటి పల్లెల వారికి ఈ సేవ చాలా అవసరం.
So these village folk who are innocent to the extreme have to be given this service.
వారు ఈ ఆరోగ్యం ఏంటిదో, అనారోగ్యం ఎట్లా వచ్చిందో అని తెలియకోకుండా ఈ అనారోగ్యం మరింత పెంచుకునేటువంటి ప్రయత్నంతో వారు పూర్తి కూడా జీవితాన్ని కోల్పోతున్నారు.
Now there are many among these village folk who do not know the cause of the disease they are suffering from, and in their ignorance they only go on increasing this disorder in them.
వాళ్ళు టెస్ట్ చేసి ఫలాన్ జబ్బులు చెప్పేటువంటి వాళ్ళు కూడా లేరు పాపం.
And there are not many, and it's a pity there are not many who tell them that this is wrong with them.
Palla vaalaku diabetics untadi kaani vaallu paayasamu parmanu ilanti teepulanta tini inka marinta adhikam chesukoni suddenly ga jeevithanni kolipothunnaru.
Nobody to examine them and tell them that this is their disease. Like they may have diabetes but they've gone drinking paayasam, a sweet dish, and gone increasing this disorder in them.
Ippudu vaallu ee hospital kattadam cheta ee chuttupattu pallela varantha entho aanandanni anubhavistunnaru.
Now for instance the hospital which has been established, those people in the nearby villages are really experiencing a great relief.
Anta free medicines,
all our medicines are free.
Prathi okkati kudanu vaalaku ye vidhamainatundi vyayam kaakunda sulabhanga labhistundali.
And whatever they want, they need not really expend any money, it is theirs for their asking.
కనుక ఈ హాస్పిటల్ లో సేవ చేసేటువంటి డాక్టర్స్ ఎంతో అదృష్టవంతులనే చెప్పాలి.
సో సర్టన్లీ ఇట్ హాస్ టు బి సెడ్ అండ్ మెన్షన్ దట్ ద డాక్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ వర్కింగ్ ఇన్ దీస్ హాస్పిటల్స్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఫార్చునేట్.
ఇంకా అంతే కాకుండా ఆమె సహచరులంతా ఉన్నారు, ఆమె కూడా చేదోడు వాదోడుగా ఉండి ఈ డాక్టర్స్ నర్సులు కూడా చాలా హృదయపూర్వకమైన సేవలు చేస్తున్నారు.
అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ దోస్ అదర్స్ హర్ కలీగ్స్ నర్సెస్ అండ్ అదర్ డాక్టర్స్ హూ ఆల్సో గివ్ హర్ ఎ హెల్పింగ్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ విత్ లవ్ అండ్ అఫెక్షన్ దే ఆర్ రెండరింగ్ దిస్ సర్వీస్.
వీరంతా పరమ భక్తులు కనుక ఒక్క నయా పైసా కూడా ముట్టుకోవటం లేదు.
బికాస్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డివౌట్ డివోటీస్ దే డోంట్ చార్జ్ దే డోంట్ టేక్ ఈవెన్ ఎ సింగిల్ నయా పైసా.
జీతాలు ఇచ్చి పెట్టుకున్నటువంటి డాక్టర్స్ ఇక్కడ కానీ అక్కడ కానీ ఎక్కడ కూడా లేరు.
దేర్ ఆర్ నో డాక్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ పెయిడ్ బై అస్ ఐదర్ హియర్ ఆర్ దేర్.
నిజంగా వారు ఒక సర్వీస్ ఇది స్వామి సేవగా భావించుకుని చేస్తున్నారు.
బికాస్ దే ఫీల్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద సర్వీస్ దే కెన్ డూ టు స్వామి.
ఉంటున్నారు ఇంకా శ్రీలంక నుంచి వచ్చారు, ఉత్తరప్రదేశ్ నుంచి వచ్చారు, వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా ఒక త్యాగం చేసి ఒక సేవనే మాకు ప్రధానమైనటువంటి గమ్యం అనేటువంటి భావంతో వాళ్ళు చేస్తూ వస్తున్నారు.
దేర్ ఆర్ దోస్ లైక్ డాక్టర్ అల్రేజ అండ్ అదర్ డాక్టర్స్ హూ హావ్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీలంక అండ్ ఉత్తరప్రదేశ్ అండ్ వేరియస్ అదర్ ప్లేసెస్ హూ హావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ఓన్ లవ్ అండ్ రిగార్డ్ ఫర్ ద ప్లేస్ అండ్ ఫర్ స్వామి అండ్ డూయింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ మోటివేటెడ్ బై ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్.
ఇది ప్రజాసేవ నిమిత్తమే కాకుండా డాక్టర్స్ కూడాను తరించే మార్గం కూడాను ఇది.
Now this is a medium wherein not merely it's a case of serving humanity at large. It's a medium where the doctors can realize themselves.
Vaidyulu samanyamaina vaaru kaadu. Vaidyo Narayana Hari. Veeru Narayana swaroopulu ani cheppavachu.
Now these doctors are no ordinary beings. It could be said that they are very much like Narayana himself.
Endukalaga idi pranaanni rakshinchetuvanti okka shakti vaari okka hastamlo untuntadu.
Because they have in their hands the strength and capacity to cure and sustain a body.
Kanuka doctors anta kudanu tyaga bhavamuto ee sevalo palgoni jagattulo sadhyamainta varaku nu ee rogamu cheta marinchetuvanti danini kontha varaku nu arikattadaniki prayatninchalani kudanu nenu aashisthunnanu.
So I am hoping that in this world, as the world goes today, the doctors should be motivated by the spirit of service and sacrifice so that they can decrease and put an end to, if possible, cases of death on arise of ill health and where diseases take over.
Eta vata ee naati yokka vishayamlo manam telusukovalsinatundi okkati maatrame aarogyamu atyavasaramu ee aarogyamu deeni nimittamu aatmananda nimittamu ee rendittini maatram meeru marchakoddu.
Embodiments of love, what is the sum and substance of all that I have been talking to you about? Firstly, health is of paramount importance, and second thing, for what sake, for whose sake? So that you might experience ananda of the atma.
Nijamga ee aatmanandamanu anubhavinchukoleinatundi aarogyamulu undina gaani idi prayojanam ledu.
Now you might have health all right, but you can't experience this aatmananda. What use having that health?
Kevalam alanti aatmanandanu anubhavinchukoleinatundi aarogyavantulainatundi balavantulainatundi dehamlo elanti vante tindiki chetu bhoomiki baru.
Now such people who cannot experience this aatmananda, nevertheless they have a good health, what type of people are there? It has been very well said that these people are those who tend to reduce the food content of the world and they are merely a burden to the earth.
Satyanni manamu gurtinchali.
They are merely a burden to the earth.
Nenu evaru aneetuvanti dani bhavinchukovali.
So try to understand who you are, your own reality.
Ninnu nevu telusukolenatuvanti vaadu inka jagatlo undi prayojanam emi?
If you can't understand who you are, what's the use of your staying, living in this world?
కనుక ఈ లౌకికము పారమాత్మికము రెండును మీరు విభజించి మీరు అనుభవించడానికి ప్రయత్నించకండి. రెండింటినీ చేర్చి అన్నింటి ఎందుకు దైవత్వం ఉందనేటువంటి నిజమైన భావాన్ని మీరు పెంచుకోండి.
సో డోంట్ మేక్ ఎ డిస్టింక్షన్ నౌ బిట్వీన్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఇన్స్టెడ్ బ్రింగ్ ద టూ టుగెదర్ అండ్ రియలైజ్ దట్ యు హావ్ టు రియలైజ్ యువర్ ఓన్ ట్రూ నేచర్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద డివైన్ ఆనంద.
మానవుని ఎందున్నటువంటి ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని పెంచుకోండి.
And what is given to man, try to further it, love.
ee sankuchita bhavalu ye maatram kodanu manalo chechukunnukunda chuchukondi.
Don't give any room for this petty mindedness, narrow outlook.
Itarulu baadinchakunda meeru poonukondi.
And try to conduct yourself in a way not to injure and harm others.
Appude manavattam saarthakam avutundi.
Only then you'll be sanctifying yourself, your existence.
ప్రేమముదిత మనసికో రామ 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 రామ. ప్రేమముదిత మనసికో రామ 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 రామ. పాపకటే దుఃఖమిటే పాపకటే దుఃఖమిటే ఏక రామ నామ. సముద్ర సుఖదనావ రామ రామ రామ. పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదానం దివ్య రామ నామ. శాంతి సుఖ నిదానం దివ్య రామ నామ. నిరాధార కోధార ఏక రామ నామ. పితా బంధు సఖ సభి రామ నామ. భక్త జనర జీవన జన ఏక రామ నామ. జనర జీవన జన ఏక రామ నామ. రామ 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 శ్రీ రామ రామ రామ.
Rajupati Raghava Rajara
Rakupati Raghava Rajara. మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని మాధవ సోదరి మంగళకారిణి మాధవ సోదరి మంగళకారిణి మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని పుట్టపర్తీశ్వరి సత్యసాయీశ్వరి పుట్టపర్తీశ్వరి సత్యసాయీశ్వరి సంగీతరూపిణి సరస్వతీ మనోహరి సంగీతరూపిణి సరస్వతీ మనోహరి మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని మాధవ సోదరి మంగళకారిణి మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని పుట్టపర్తీశ్వరి సత్యసాయీశ్వరి సంగీతరూపిణి సరస్వతి మనోహరి సంగీతరూపిణి సరస్వతి మనోహరి మహిషాసురమర్దిని మమ తాప విమోచని
దశరథ నందన శ్రీరామచంద్ర ధర్మ సంరక్షక దేవకీ నందన మురళీధరా
Oh,
సాయి బోలు, ప్రేమ సాయి శాంతిదాయి సత్య సాయి బోలు, గోవింద బోలు గోపాల బోలు, గోవింద బోలు గోపాల బోలు,
Narayana, 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 Naray सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।